wrapped a towel around his waist. So I got my little towel today. I didn't want to bring a big towel. Bought something where I can kind of maneuver around with the towel. So I bought my little towel, and around my house, this is like one of my towels that I go to war with in the house, because I do all the cleaning. Amen. Amen. I lost a deal with my wife when my kids was younger. She would do all the homework, and I would feel so sorry for her. So I told her she didn't have to cook and clean, and it stayed like that. And I don't mind. I really don't. But his towel. And you know, I'm sitting here and I wanted to talk about love first, because I truly mean there's no, you have to have love. And I'm reading this text and this towel. Now we know that he had to clean all 12 of the disciples' feet. We talked about this earlier that back then, wasn't no pedicures. There wasn't Nikes, there wasn't a Gucci or whatever shoes you want to talk about. Sandals. No pavements, no, you know, nothing fancy, just sand. So we can imagine that this is a deal in their culture where the lowest servant in the house, if you were fortunate enough to be able to financially have servants, whoever was the lowest servant in the house was washing feet when you came in. It's ironic that in the upper room that time that nobody washed the feet when they came in the house. You know, one thing about God and Jesus, they do a good job of having things planned. Amen, church. We sit here and we toss and turn and turn and toss and we struggle wondering what went wrong because they have stuff planned. And it's like Jesus is really getting ready to wash these 12 disciples' feet. Just as the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve. Excuse me. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we know that Jesus came on earth to serve. He came on earth to do a job because Jesus is love. God is love. I'm going somewhere, church. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. How many of us carry a towel? I didn't get no response over here. I'm gonna go over here. How many of us carry a towel? See, because this is a great example. We're going to talk about how God used examples for us. Ain't no better experience than getting an example. I was telling Brother Ambrose earlier today that you learn three ways. One, you study. Two, somebody teach you. And three, by life experiences. I'd rather stay away from three if I can. If I can avoid three, stay away from that one. But if I can read something or somebody can give me an example, That's how I want to learn. But Jesus is telling his disciples that this feet washing is a great example of how you to serve. This towel. This man healed and did many miracles, and he's setting up where he's at his last hours. And not only is he cleaning the disciples' feet, he's doing it thoroughly. Not only is he cleaning the disciples' feet, he's drying them off. He's making sure that he's going to do the best job that he can possibly do by cleaning their feet and drying their feet and making sure that everything is done properly. So he's just not barely serving. He's not just serving just a little bit. He's serving. Think about how long it's going to take. 12 disciples. And he washed and dried all 12 of them. But think about this. Think about the fact that one of them had betrayed him. And he knew who had betrayed him. But he had the humility. He had the love. And he had the service to serve him, regardless of what he did. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" So in other words, Simon, who we all know had a mouth on him, he's like, "You really going to serve our feet? You really going to wash our feet? What are you doing? You can't do this. Do you know who you are?" That's basically what he said. "Do you know who you are? You should not be doing this." Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." I made a comment 2 weeks ago. I don't know if I said it last week, but I said, you have to understand to understand. I don't know how many people get that. But Jesus in verse 7 is basically telling them, you don't understand right now. But when I wake up that third day, that Sunday morning, with all power in my hands, and you walk and you touch me and you talk to me, the risen King, now you will understand. You will understand that everything that I've been telling you, you will understand that everything that I've been prophesizing, you will understand everything that has been spoken of. You will understand to understand. "No," said Peter, "you should never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Two Sundays ago, I told you guys that Jesus basically told him, "Peter, shut up. If I don't wash your feet, there's no heaven. If I don't give you guys examples," because remember, think about this. You're down to the last 24 hours of your life. You meeting with your squad. You meeting with your guys. Jesus picked these guys. You're meeting with the guys that you love, guys that you for three and a half years that you have been with every day. And they must understand to understand. Then the Lord, Simon Peter, replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Guys, let me tell you something. God would do things in our life that we have no idea what's going to happen. We have no idea. What does Jesus say about serving? Have you ever asked yourself a question? What does Jesus, and answer it yourself. What does Jesus say about serving? All right, this is me. As a Christian, we are not saved by serving, but saved for serving. Amen. Being in service for Christ means embracing a life that mirrors his own. Just as Jesus entered the world through the kingdom doors, we too then are the called to show up in the world without being of it. All right? Let me give you an example of what I mean by in service. Some of you old school people, you're going to really appreciate this one better than some of the younger. Remember when McDonald's fries, French fries, was just outstanding? I mean, you had to get McDonald's fries at least twice a week. Amen. Yes. And you drive up to the drive-up window, turn down your music. Amen, church. And you place your order. I like a large vanilla shake with no whipped cream. And I'm excited. I'm going to get this vanilla shake and the fries. And they come back and tell you the shake machine is out of order, out of service, out of service. And the first thing that going in my mind is, just drive away, don't say nothing. Be of Jesus. Thank you, I don't think I'm going to order anything. And just walk away. And you walk away so disappointed because your mind is on that vanilla shake. But the flip side of that is when you order and they tell you, drive to the first window. And you're smiling because you know that vanilla shake with them French fries are a classic. What happens to us when people need service and we have out of service on our foreheads? When we walk around because we're not serving like Jesus and we have out of service on our forehead. Imagine going to Ruth Chris. I guess I'm on the restaurant deal today on this sermon. But imagine going to Ruth Chris. I know I'm going to get the filet, medium, a little pink but not bloody. I'm going to get the broccoli with the potatoes. I'm going to get an Arnold Palmer. And that's what I'm going to eat. And then your waiter does a great job of serving you. I'm talking about, I don't have to ask for any drinks. I don't have to ask for an extra napkin. I don't have to ask for anything. Knocks it out the water. I mean, does a heck of a job of serving. I mean, you got to love your job when you serve like that. Or understand the principles. So, as I leave, pay the bill, I have to tip very well. I have to make sure that I take care of that person because they did such a great job of serving me. It would not be right if I did not give that person a great tip. As we serve, there is a reward. Amen, church. Oh, you know, God is not, he's not looking for that. He's not looking for, yes, he is. Yes. That's the principle coming from the Bible. You serve me well, I'm going to tip you well. Now, guess when the only time you don't get tipped well? When the person don't know anything about love. When the person has no clue of the great service you're getting, and you have no clue about how to love somebody back, how to serve back. They serve me, I serve them back. Amen, church. Let's see where I'm at. You call me the teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Jesus, in his midst of sorrow, Jesus, in his time of a little grief, because it's his job on earth is done. He's meeting with his disciples for the last time. This is the last message that he wants to get across. And God is talking about love and service. After that, he poured the water into the basin and began to wash the feet. I must kiss the Lord. Love, service, humility. How many of us carry their towels every day? Do you carry your towel every day? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something now. It's hard to carry every day. It's hard to carry this towel every day. However, if you have the love of God, you owe it to God to carry this towel every day. I'll never forget this. We finish, and again, examples are the best teachers. We finished 2-10 at Tulane. And we had been to bowl games the last 2 years. So the administrator, the AD, told the head coaches, you got to make changes. You got to make changes. I mean, we went 2-10. Something got to happen. So the coach calls the defensive coordinator and tells the defensive coordinator, I'm going to fire JJ. We got to make changes. He's a big name guy. You know, he's known around, and we got to make a little wave, and we're going to send a message because we're going to get rid of him. Now, I'm going to go back in time. That same defensive coordinator, when I first got hired, saw me as a challenge for him. Somebody that's stepping on his turf. He's an NFL guy. He trains all these superstars. He's coming here. He really knows nothing about coaching. He's new to the scene, but everybody's going to flock to him. So for the first 2 months, me and this guy, I coached the corners. He coached the safeties. He was kind of standing off. He really didn't want to really mess with me. I don't know why I did this. okay, you want to act like this? I'm going to serve you. I was in a meeting, and they said, what do y'all think we should do right here on this play right here? And I said, well, you know, in the National Football League, when we get that formation, we cloud that side up, and we can play course to the other side, which is the exact perfect answer for the situation. For 5 minutes, nobody said anything. Not one word. Okay. This is an example. I just want, because examples, you can learn from examples. All right, so I didn't say nothing. The rest of the year, in a defensive unit meeting, I did not say one word. I started picking up the trash. I started making sure that the field was organized. I started doing the things. I'm not lying. Church, I know Jesus, I didn't tie any of this stuff together. I'm going to tell you when I tied it in yesterday. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, for a whole season, I didn't say anything. I recruited my tail off. Signed about 13 people in the class of 25. So going back to that same guy that we kind of, the first 2 or 3 months on the job, coach was going to fire me. And he said, coach, you can't fire JJ. We will lose this team. You can't do it. You got to take that off the table. Now, what about if I wouldn't have? So here it goes, a guy that didn't give me any type of respect or anything. I served him. And now he's saving my job. He's saving my job. He saved my job. He's at Oregon now. I talk to him every day. We talk every day. And that's why when you're a child of God and you have the love of God and you love, serve, and you have humility, you're going to always get that tip. You're going to always get the reward because he says it. You're going to always get it. Think about if Jesus came on earth and he didn't have humility. It wouldn't have worked. He come in here and he's just an iconic figure and he knows this, he knows that, and thou holier than thou. It wouldn't have worked. But when we carry our towel and we have humility, and we want to make sure we're washing everybody's feet, God is only going to reward us as Christians. I'm sitting here, and I told you guys, I'm studying this word service. And I'm not even putting this stuff together. When I sent you my PowerPoint yesterday, I didn't have this in there. And as I'm reading and reading, going over my PowerPoint, I'm like, man. Think about this. So now I got to move, go get another job coaching somewhere else. It affects my family in a large way. But because I'm of the love of Jesus, I'm loving like Jesus in this situation. I didn't want conflict. We got to be able to put out the conflicts. you know on your job, you got your people on your job that, you know, that you can't tell them anything. But we have to find a way to be in service. We can't be like the McDonald's machine who for 40% of the time. I got a good friend that owns about 50 McDonald's. And I ask him all the time, every time I see him, how y'all doing with y'all vanilla shake machine? And he just start laughing. You know what I'm talking about? And you would think, as big as McDonald's is, they would have a plan for that shake machine. But that tells me somebody at McDonald's is missing this. The tab. I challenge you guys, after today, to carry your towel and understand why you have to carry your towel. I don't think I'm going to leave my towel. I'm going to always have my towel with me now because I know what it means. Y'all know when you get in that situation. It's not good. Do you think Jesus really wanted to wash Judas's feet? You got an opportunity to walk with Jesus, to see the miracles, to see the love that he has for everybody in the whole world. And for 30 pieces of silver, you betray him. Because he doesn't have his towel. And we talk about the towel to me equals love. Plus, serve. And when we conclude this deal on serving next Sunday, we're going to tie love and serve together. Because you can't have one without the other. Church, I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity. We're now down to a part of our service where you can request prayers. You can ask the church to pray for you. And that's who you want praying for you, is the church. Again, it's an honor to see him here this Sunday morning. Church, keep me in your prayers so I can keep on keeping on. And keep loving God in the name of Jesus. Amen.